This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant, même au petit Marim, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. No motive for the attack has been made public. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Supporters of former South African President Jacob Zuma are protesting his imprisonment, burning trucks, commercial property, and blocking major roads in KwaZulu-Natal province. They are demanding that he be released from prison. Zuma started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court earlier this week. His bid to be released from the Estcourt Correctional Center was rejected by a regional court on Friday. His supporters in KwaZulu-Natal, his home area, have been blocking roads, setting trucks on fire, and damaging and looting shops in various spots in the province. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is appealing to the Taliban to return to negotiations for a peaceful solution to the conflict in the country. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, it came as fighting continued around the city of Kunduz.
Afghan security forces and armed citizens clashed with Taliban fighters on the outskirts of Kunduz on Saturday in a bid to drive them out of the northern city. Video footage obtained by Reuters showed armed citizens and Afghan forces at the battlefield on the outskirts of the city, with gunfire heard in the background. Taliban gains have been especially dramatic in northern provinces, where they had long been kept at bay. Most Kunduz districts have now fallen to the Taliban. The Islamist insurgents have been advancing for weeks in an offensive that has accelerated as the U.S. pulled out of its main base, effectively ending its 2-decade intervention in the country.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Officials removed 2 Confederate statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, including one that was at the center of a deadly riot in 2017 on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Cheers went up as General Robert E. Lee came down. Zianna Bryant petitioned to remove the statue.
To the young people out there, I hope that this empowers you to speak up on the issues that matter and to take charge in your own cities and communities.
While scores applauded, a handful opposed, with one heckler. But former city council member Kristen Sakas says the removal sends a powerful message.
We're finally ready to be a community that doesn't telegraph through our public art that we are pretty fine with white supremacy.
Thomas Stonewall Jackson's statue was also taken down. Years of litigation held up the removals, and in 2017, a Unite the Right rally led to the death of Heather Heyer, a counter-protester. I'm Julie Walker.
Recovery work continues, and the death toll continues to mount in the rubble of a collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida. At a morning news conference, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said the death toll from the June 24th collapse has risen to 86.
Please pray for all of those who've lost loved ones and whose hearts are broken from this unspeakable tragedy, and for those who are still waiting.
Officials also announced that the Miami-Dade courthouse would undergo an inspection for structural problems because of safety concerns prompted by the building collapse. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after it fell. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.